Hi there. Today I'm going to talk about a subject that I believe is very important and I haven't heard anyone else talk about. I couldn't find anyone covering it, even though it's something that has been on my mind for years, honestly. So it's the psychology of augmentation or the psychology of enhancements. Here's what I mean. In many aspects of life, many of them, there is a thing that people do that gives them a boost, and that boost pushes them into a dream state, and they think that when they get there, it's going to make them pull themselves up, and then when they get there, that's going to be their new normal. Before I continue, I hope I'll be able to cover this subject clearly, and I hope I'll be able to deliver exactly what I mean. So here's the thing. I'll use a few examples. Let's talk about, for example, the way it is with money and getting a loan from the bank. So you want a certain amount of money that will enhance your life, and it's going to get you to live the way you want or to get a few things that you desire. However, a loan is an enhancement. It isn't an addition to your core. Here's what I mean. So you get a payment per month that equals 100, for example. So when your core, your essence goes up, the thing that's usual for you, you would get a raise, and then your 100 becomes 120. A loan, however, tells you, here's 2,000, and that 2,000 is an enhancement. It's an addition to the core that you have. Now, here's the thing where a lot of people don't see and they are blinded by, and this doesn't only apply to money or getting a loan. I'll cover up a few other subjects that deliver this point, is that the damage that comes with this enhancement. And it's very clear and easy to distinguish with loans. It's interest. So the bank will give you, and I'm just using basic numbers here. The bank will give you 2,000, and your essence, your core, is 100 amount of money. Doesn't matter what currency it is. They'll tell you, we're going to take 30 out of your 100 for, I don't know, 5 years, for example, and we're going to take interest equals to, let's say, 500 or 700. So while they are augmenting you and giving you 2,000, they're actually taking from you that extra 700, and your base gets cracked. Your new base is 70, not 100. So I'll use real numbers now. Let's say your salary is 1,000, doesn't matter the currency, and you need some money to make rent or to buy a car or to renovate your apartment. So you go to the bank and you tell them, hey, I make 1,000. Usually, as far as I know, banks have a limit, at least over here. They cannot loan you more than 40% of your salary. So they'd be like, okay, listen, we can give you 20,000 and we're going to cut from your salary 400 for, I don't know, 10 years. I'm not really counting in my head right now. So when they do that, they will take interest equal to 5 or 6 thousands. and you're going to have to make do for the next 5 years or 10 years with only 600. You see the damage. So the quickest counter argument to what I'm saying here is, yeah, but that money is necessary. I need that $20,000 to get a car. Otherwise, I'm going to have to take a cab every day and that costs me money. Or you're going to say, yeah, I need to invest in an apartment. Otherwise, I'm going to be bleeding money. That makes sense. I'm not saying it doesn't. However, you have to be able to see the damage that comes from opting to choose what you think is the obvious choice. Here's what I mean by obvious choice. You could lower that amount by, again, this is not a financial class. I'm just diving deep to deliver the point here. So you could say, you know what? I'll just take lesser amount over a lesser period of time, and I'm gonna, for example, be paying extra from my own money so that I'd be saving more by reducing the interest rate and also the duration. Anyway, let's move on from loans and money. I'll use an example that people actually really do on a daily basis. I've seen it for many years. I've seen it for over a decade. And that is physical enhancements, aka steroids and you know, injections that give them, I don't know if this is going to look good. So it's going to give them really massive muscles within a very short period of time. So here's the thing. And I've seen it, like I see it, I've seen it today even. So here's the thing. And I'm not judging anyone, your body, your choice, whatever. So people go to the gym. They're not in a good shape. And obviously not everyone does that, but a lot of people do that. So they go to the gym and they don't want to work out for years to get in a normal shape. They want to look like a superhero for this summer. Like in 3 months, they want to be jacked. They want to look good. And then they get the promise of an enhancement, an injection that will boost their physical power. It will boost their metabolism, and it's going to make them so strong, and it's going to make them look the part as well in a matter of weeks, in a matter of months. I kid you not, I'm very well adjusted physically. I've been working out for many years, and even to this day, I don't always look like a fitness model or whatever. I look average. I look like a normal human being. And I've seen people who went from looking like someone who has never worked out in their lives to someone who looks like this person is 10 times better than me. Obviously, I'm not saying I'm good or whatever, but the point is, standing next to such a person makes me look, I'm just a skeleton. I'm this tiny human being. But here's the catch. What happens to people who do take these steroids? And please don't come at me. I do have the knowledge, but I'm not going to give too many details. What happens is they actually damage their organs. They could get their organs to become enlarged permanently. Wow, what is spelling? Yeah, what is pronunciation? Anyway, so I've seen cases where someone's heart like enlarged, or their liver gets damaged, I've seen this and I've seen that over the years. But here's the thing, to that person who goes to the gym and they want this augmentation, this enhancement, it's a promise of something good, something amazing, and they do feel good and they do look good. They look like they came out of a video game or a movie, but it doesn't last. And the penalty, it's not worth it. But that's the thing. You cannot tell them, listen, if you do this, next year you're going to suffer. Some people don't even think 5 years ahead, let's say. Some people don't even think they will live to 30. And I'm not saying they think they will not live to 30. They just don't envision the way they are 10 years from now, or in their 40s, or in their 50s. And that's normal. That's okay. But here's the thing. What happens when you take an augmentation instead of working on your base? Now, in fitness, working on your base, on the actual physical attribute that you are, you would just go to the gym, work out, eat well, sleep well, and do it over a grueling long period of time. And it's going to take so long before you even notice a tiny bit of a result. It's not as rewarding, even though it does feel good, honestly. When you work out, when you leave the gym, you feel fulfilled. You feel so good. So yeah, go work out. Don't take steroids. Anyway, so that, doing it the natural way, that builds your base. That builds the actual solid foundation that you have. Going the steroids builds, gives you an augmentation, an enhancement on top of the base. And I'm not sure if I have any more examples, but I will try to give you more. In every one of those examples, enhancements don't integrate well with the base that you have. They almost never do. Even when they do, you suffer. However, sometimes you might think it's a necessary suffering. Sometimes maybe it is. I don't think so, but what do I know? I still think it's not, it almost never is good. So the augmentation doesn't integrate well with the base that you have. Eventually you will pay the price, and that price, that penalty, is bad. Another version that I see augmentation happen, and again, please don't come at me. I'm really just trying to deliver this mindset of how augmentations are, of how enhancements are, because the current mindset we have is that it's like a hook that's gonna pull me there, and when I'm there, I'm gonna stay there, and that's gonna be my new normal, and I'm gonna be able to live my normal life. That isn't the case. So another example is, I don't know what they call them, beauty clinics. So I've seen this, and I'm against it, honestly. Beauty clinics that promise you devices that will make you lose fat or build muscles. And they have those devices that, I don't know what they do, but like they have magnetic fields and they keep hitting you or hitting the area with the promise that it's gonna decimate the fat or does something to the fat and it's gonna make the muscles work. That doesn't work. Trust me, that doesn't work. I don't care how it looks, because looks are a byproduct. Looks are a byproduct of either looking good looks are a byproduct of being healthy, being successful, being someone who takes care of themselves. They are not the end goal. They are just a byproduct of that. Someone who is negligent of themselves, or someone who eats very badly, they will not look good, because looking good is a byproduct of that. So anyway, those devices that they do, they will never be a replacement to actually going to the gym and working out. Even if it is an enhancement, And again, this is the psychology of augmentations. This enhancement will probably tear your muscle fiber. It will damage your fat cells. The fat that you think, oh, I'm gonna melt. No, no, you're damaging your cells. You're damaging the the fat cells. The muscle fibers. And here's the thing about your body. It's functional. You need it to function. You need your muscles to move your limbs. You need fat to feed you, for example. Let's say a human being is starving, not eating. Fat is there to support their livelihood. So it has a function. Those magnetic things that they hit you with, it's an augmentation that actually damages the core. That's what I want to deliver with this point, with this example. So what do you do? Here's how you think about it. As much as you can, focus on building your base, on building your fundamentals, instead of aiming to just augment them or give them an enhancement. Now, I'm not sure how many of you play video games. In video games, usually there are, let's say, potions or spells or, I don't know, like the character would take something that gives them a temporary boost to their strength or to their speed. In some video games, that comes at a penalty as well. Obviously, it's just video game mechanics, not a big deal. But for example, in one video game, you have a character who drinks a potion that increases their strength by 20%. However, the downfall is for the next 2 minutes, their defense is halved. So that makes sense, even if you implement it in reality. If you take steroids, in the fitness example, you might be strong for a while. You might get jacked for a while, but the damage, it's going to be lasting, if not permanent. And just to end up with that subject, almost every person who goes with enhancements, whether in loans, whether in beauty centers, whether with steroids and steroid cycles, the only way to continue is to keep doing them, because the moment you stop, you're gonna get way worse. Every person that has been on a steroid cycle, let's say, when they stop, they're gonna be skin and bones. They lose it all, literally all of it. And the only, because here's a graph for you. I'll try to do a graph here. So a normal person's strength or stamina, let's say, it goes up like this and then like this, up and down. Now a person who's augmented, who has enhancement, they go up this way and then down this way and up this way and down this way. However, once they cut that off and they think, okay, now I can stop and go natural and I'm going to keep the muscles, this is how they behave. It's going to be like this. The moment they try to go up, it's this way. They will never match what they could have naturally, which is this way. So it's going to be just like this. They cannot, no matter what they do. Same thing with taking a loan. I don't know what they call it, but banks do this thing where if you take a loan and it's 5 years, for example, and you run out of that money that they gave you, they do a rescheduling or re-something where they tell you, listen, we're gonna pay that loan for you, and let's say they gave you $5,000. You come back to them, you need more money. You've dug a hole and you cannot get out of it because they've deducted from your core from your main salary. Now you're always in debt to the bank. So you go to them and they tell you, listen, we're going to pay the $5,000 and we're going to give you $2,000. So we're giving you $7,000 and we're going to integrate it into a new loan that instead of lasting for 5 years, it's going to last for 10 years. And throughout those 10 years, you will run out of the money that they gave you and come back again, and they'd be like, okay, we're gonna pay that, and we're gonna give you $4,000, and we're gonna make it into 15 years. That's the only way out, unless you get lucky. And if you want to depend on luck while running blindly, it's like driving blindfolded and hoping luck will have it that the street is empty and you don't run into something. Now, the psychology of augmentations, the psychology of enhancements, this applies to way more things than only those three subjects that I've used. So what is the remedy to augmentations and enhancements? Hear me out. This is crucial and this will save you. This will make a tremendous change. The alternative, the cure, is to focus on strengthening your base. You know the example I used with video games? Instead of taking a potion that gives you 20% extra strength and a penalty of 2 minutes of your defense halved, work on making your strength stronger with finances. Start saving, become smarter. And this is a subject on its own, talking about finances, but I'm just going to give you really tiny, what do they call it in English? Pinpoints, basically. So start saving, spend less, try to work harder to get a raise, those things, you know, find cheaper alternatives, etc. Now, with the gym example, instead of going with the augmentation path and, you know, taking steroids, work hard. Go to the gym every day, or, you know, 5 days a week, 6 days a week. Follow a smart plan. Be patient. Remove the idea that you just want to look good. Ignore that. You want to be healthy, you want to be stronger, you want to be faster, you want to have a higher stamina, and you want to have more agility. Now, by doing that, you're building your base, your financial base, your physical base. What other bases do you have? You're building a stronger foundation where your dependency on enhancements is not only minimized, but rather almost non-existent. So I know doing it the hard way is not easy. I mean, wow, it's called the hard way. However, the alternative, going with what's available, with what's easy, with what doesn't require you to think, that is damaging. It isn't good. Okay, let's say, but you have to. I don't think you have to, but I'll be the devil's advocate here. Let's say you need the money, otherwise you cannot function. So what do you do? And I know this is not the subject to give you a solution to what do you do with your financial problem, for example. Instead of going, I'll give you an example where I'm the person who's really tempted to go with enhancements. I need a car. I don't have a car. This is an example. This is not reality. And my best option is to go to the bank and get a loan and, you know, bite the damage or whatever. Instead, I start saving before I need a car. Let's say for now, I can manage. I can hitchhike. I can drive one of my family's really old model that probably has a few months in it before it's gonna become broken. Now, through those few months, I'll be able to save and I'd be able to minimize the requirement for an enhancement, the loan. So by doing that for a few months, it's going to be hard. It's not going to be easy. Now, I'm short a few. I still need a few more. And I cannot make it. I've suffered enough. Find alternatives. Instead of going to the bank, find someone whom you trust and who trusts you and ask them to help you. People don't take loans on each other. Banks do. And I hope banks don't come at me. I'm just... Again, I'm thinking about the mentality of enhancements, the mentality of augmentations. It's not about banks or money or steroids or the gym. This is, let's take it back, okay? This is about the psychology of enhancements that I don't see anyone talk about. It's almost in everything. Do you want me to talk about makeup? Because I can go there. Now, makeup is good. Is a beard an enhancement? Kind of. I mean, it grows on me. I don't choose to not have it, but I could be like, you know what? I'm beautiful the way I am and just shave it all off, shave my hair. I'm just jesting. I'm just joking. How is makeup an enhancement? Now, makeup isn't bad. You can put it on. However, let's say you go too much, you depend on it, you cannot leave your room without makeup. See how bad that is. You've damaged your base, which is the way you actually look without makeup or filters on your phone. It's going to damage your base because now you cannot, you don't even accept the way you look without it. You have to have it on at all times. And on top of that, filters. And on top of that, maybe, I don't know what they do in clinics for beauty, but you get the point. Now, that is not a bad enhancement, but you see how it's a slippery slope if you go too deep in it or just, you know, go mindlessly into it, that you become unable to accept yourself without it. You have to have it at all time. So, how do you build your base in this case? First of all, you accept the way you look. You love the way you look. You recognize that you actually are beautiful without the need for something that has been socially imposed on you by, I don't know, corporates that have beauty products that they want to sell it to you. Anyway, if you want to go take a loan, go right ahead. If you want to go and take steroids, go right ahead. If you are too lazy to work on yourself and you want to go to a beauty clinic and have them put those magnetic machines to lower your fat, I don't know, do what you want. You want to live and breathe makeup, more power to you. All I aim and all I wanted in this recording is to just enlighten you on the psychology of enhancements so that you'd be aware of it. I would rather you are aware and be equipped, be armed with this knowledge so that no one will take advantage of you. No one will blindside you. You live your life. Do all of those things if you want, but not steroids, please. Do what you want, but doing them blindsided, not being aware of this, will probably make them more damaging to you. And I, if anything else, don't want any damage to come your way. Take care.